Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the 16 Ninja, and the place to be for a paper saber universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about Dynasty 2024, and we're in St. Louis with a pool of commentary throughout the show. We have Nigel, Taz, Excalibur, Tony Schiavone, and good old JR. Oh, man, you talk about a night of emotions, a night of feels, and I was heavily, really into this show. And as you can probably hear in the background, my cat's making noise because she likes to come in at certain points. But, man, we started it off with the AEW Continental Championship, Kazuchika Okada versus Pac. And, man, these two tore down the house. Okada looked great. Pac looked great, man. But I was right on this. And if you didn't listen to my picks and predictions on Dynamite, I am 5 for 9. 5 right, so 4 wrong, but that's not bad. That's not bad. So great match, though, opening the show. I'd like to see where we go next. Pac looked devastated. So who's next to challenge Okada, especially on his first pay-per-view for AEW? What's going to happen at Double or Nothing? Next up, we had Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, Eddie Kingston versus the House of Black. And I was wrong. And I'm glad, you know, I'm always happy when I'm wrong. But this was very smart. You have the House of Black win, okay? And in doing so, you also set up a good feud and storyline between two wrestlers. That is Adam Copeland and Malakai Black. Which how was the ending, the finish for this match was great, because Malakai spit the mist into Adam's eyes, and that's how he got the pin. 1, 2, 3. Now it sets up a feud for the TNT Championship. And they were teasing it throughout the match, and I was like, ah, man, I didn't think of that. I didn't really think of that as a wrestling fan. But yeah, that's how we do here, right? We set up these things. That's all I can say. And I really like the way they did it here. Then next up, we have the TBS Championship. And I was right, my girl, Willow Nightingale, got the win. Oh, my gosh. And as soon as she got the win, my boy Stokely is like, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese, here we come, or something like that. Oh, I laugh so hard. And Stokely on commentary is great. But here comes Mercedes Moné. She was watching in the back and basically setting up what we've been talking about, her huge debut in this company, and that's at Double or Nothing. So we will have Willow Nightingale and Mercedes Moné for that TBS championship a month out. I'm like, it was funny. My wife's like, didn't she get paid oodles of money? I'm like, yeah, she did. Good for her. Take advantage of Tony's wallet. You know, now we're going to have this match, a rematch of sorts, for the TBS championship in a month and a half or something like that. I believe, let's see, Double or Nothing is May 26th. Looking here. Now, next up is the AEW International Championship, and I was right about this one. Roderick Strong retained, going against his friend Kyle O'Reilly, and this was a fun match as well. You talk about a fight. You know, you talk about these two knowing each other inside and out. They went back and forth, but Roderick Strong got the win. And Wardlow came out, really not much help. But I like the fact that after Roderick Strong got the win, Wardlow's out there. Here comes the Undisputed Kingdom. And here comes Adam Cole, baby. He gets up out of that wheelchair and starts walking. And all of us are like, he can walk. Adam Cole is back. And he was giving Wardlow the eye. He just looked at Wardlow. I think he's going to turn on Wardlow, which I'm okay with. Like, Wardlow really hasn't done anything. He had that title opportunity against Samoa Joe and he lost. So, and it's been kind of hinted, because after he lost to Samoa Joe in story time with Adam Cole, he's like, yeah, you know, he disappointed me pretty much. But Adam Cole's back on his feet. And as things are going, I got to the piss match of the show. I say piss match because I had to really use the restroom. And I was like, as soon as Hook versus Jericho was announced, I was like, oh, thank God, I can go use the restroom. Because I don't care. And I was wrong about this one. I was hoping Hook would beat that ass. But the best thing about this match was we got Fozzy sucks chants. We got please retire chants. go home, Jericho, go home chants. So they were not having it. And him winning the FTW championship made it even worse. And I was like, oh my God. And Taz is just like, what's going on? But probably the dumbest decision you could make is letting Jericho take that FTW championship. And, you know, freaking the Hook survived two Judas effects. Then he got a bat to the head. I don't know. I think my disappointment is now we're going to have to deal with more of Hook and Jericho and probably Taz. I'm not looking forward to it now. Not whatsoever. So AEW Women's World Championship, Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa. I picked Thunder Rosa for the win because I just felt like that's the way Tony wants to go. But no, surprisingly, and these two had a banger of a match, man. Toni Storm retaining that championship. Deonna Purrazzo, of course, comes out and gets in a fight with Mariah May. They go out, but this was a straight up fight between Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm, and they did one hell of a job. So my hat is off, and a little bit of a goof clip. Now, Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. Oh my God, I was right on this one, but you talk about one match and chance of we don't deserve this, we're not worthy. Oh, it was a back and forth slugfest, and then it ended in such a way that I had tears in my eyes by the end of this match. And I saw somebody on the X or Twitter, she was like, you know, I'm sitting here crying, blah, blah, it's a wrestling match. I'm like, no, this is what we live for. This is the stuff that makes us fans. This is the stuff that we're probably ever going to see once in a lifetime. But Will Ospreay got the win over Bryan Danielson, and Bryan sold an injury after being taken out to his neck. And it looked so real. So reports I'm reading, it wasn't, but it was a moment where I was sitting there in disbelief and I was like, Tony, turn the camera. Somebody, like Will Ospreay, had real concern in his face, but the emotion in the match, to the match itself, to the moves, down to the storytelling we did, all the way. So I'm hoping, with Don on commentary, that Will Ospreay gets away from the Don Callis family, and he is the new generation's greatest wrestler of all time, because he beat Bryan Danielson. So we'll see what happens on Dynamite this Wednesday, but I have to rewatch this match because I was sitting to her the whole time, grin to grin. Then this tear started coming. And I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. And I had to be like, oh man, I wish I could pause the show, but I can't because it's live. But whew, emotionally spent and emotionally worth every bit of that emotion and excitement. And this is professional fucking wrestling at the top tier. And then we're like, oh yeah, you feel good? I'm like, I feel great, but I'm worried about Brian. They're like, oh yeah, we're the AEW tag team championship ladder matches right now. I was wrong on this one. I'm happy about it. I'm glad, because I'm not a big FTR guy, but I am a big Young Bucks guy. So Young Bucks got the championship because of the return of Jack Perry. Mr. Cry Me a River, Mr. Scapegoat, is back in AEW. I really had a lot of fun with this match. Please be careful, chants were happening, because there were some crazy spots where like, oh my God. And Nigel being like, we will be watching that footage for a long time, taking it home. You know, a little bit of a dig, but I thought it was a nice little zinger to put that on. But Jack Perry took out FTR, and he was taken out by the security and whatnot, but Jack Perry is back, and he assisted his friends, the Young Bucks, and they are the first ever three-time AEW Tag Team Champions. Happy. Very happy. Now, you want to talk about being more happy? It was in his last three matches. Now the main event, the AEW World Championship match, Samoa Joe versus Swerve Strickland, and he was dressed as Killmonger. He's ready to take the throne. He's ready to take it all from Samoa Joe. And these two have a battle like you would never believe. And I hope a lot of people got to see this live, because like my emotions were all over the place. And it's funny, after that Chris Jericho and Hook match, the crowd kind of died and they were chanting all this other shit. But then I think after that, once the Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa got on, that's when the show picked back up. But that was the bottom of the show for everybody. But man, our new champion, Swerve Strickland. I'm gonna swerve all day, man. That's our champ. Cody's champ, Swerve Strickland's champ. Life is great. And I'm glad they finally pulled the trigger on Swerve Strickland. He's got his own shoes coming, too. I probably can't wear them because I have fat feet. But, man, I'm a flat-foot motherfucker. That's what I am. But much love to Swerve Strickland winning that championship. Well-deserved. And to Samoa Joe. You know, after everyone was getting hurt and everything like that with MJF, he took on the mantle of being that world champion and making it mean something. So, hats off to Samoa Joe, and much love and respect to Swerve Strickland for being our new AEW World Champion, and guns up for the 0 Hour. I didn't get to see the other two matches, but I did get to see the AEW Trios Championship Winner Takes All Ring of Honor 6-Man Championship match for the Acclaimed versus Bullet Club Gold, and guns up, baby. They have all the gold, and I am very happy about that. So, overall, I will just push the Hook and Jericho match to the side and act like it just doesn't fucking exist. I give Dynasty a solid 5 out of 5. My match of the night was, of course, Will Ospreay versus Bryan Danielson. Second to that was the tag team ladder match. And next up to that was the AEW World Championship. And I can go on and on, but those are the top three. And that's why those were the three matches to end the show. And hats off to Tony and Thunder Rosa. That match came out a lot more awesome than I thought it was going to be. So, but yeah, Dynasty 2024, St. Louis, Nigel Taz, Excalibur, Tony, and JR on commentary. And that's it. That's all. On to Dynamite, on to Double or Nothing. And they just announced June 30th, Forbidden Door. A lot of wrestling this summer, and I'm welcoming it all. Now like and subscribe, share with your grandma, share with the bum down at Walmart, go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast, get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X, and remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
Look at security.